controversial former Trump advisor touted Kremlin ties, by Massimo Calabresi and Alana Abramson. A former Trump campaign advisor bragged about his ties to the Kremlin in an August 2013 letter obtained by Time. Quote, "Over the past half year, I have had the privilege to serve as an informal advisor to the staff of the Kremlin," unquote. Carter Page wrote to an academic press in a dispute over edits to a manuscript he had submitted for publication. The letter raises new questions about the extent of Page's contacts with the Russian government and casts a pall over the controversial memo released by House Republicans on February 2nd as part of their effort to undermine Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Page, whom Trump named as a campaign foreign policy advisor in March 2016, was at the heart of the House memo that Republicans touted as proof that he had been improperly spied on by a group of anti-Trump Democrats at the Justice Department. The memo, produced by the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, claimed that in October 2016, the FBI convinced the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that Page was a Russian agent. Nunez's memo argued the Bureau had gained the court's permission to surveil Page based on information provided by former British spy Christopher Steele, while Steele was being paid indirectly by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Democrats objected to the release of the Nunez memo, and the FBI warned it was incomplete and misleading. Republicans claimed the alleged scandal was, quote, worse than Watergate, unquote. The Steele dossier does not identify its sources, and Page has denied any wrongdoing. For clarity, I'll repeat that. The Steele dossier does not identify its sources, and Page has denied any wrongdoing. It's not the first time that Page, an eccentric energy consultant and would-be Russia scholar, has stumbled into the spotlight. Page's trouble with Moscow started in January 2013 when he met a Russian diplomat named Viktor Podobny at an energy conference in New York City, according to court documents.